All right. Thank you. Thanks, brother. Sorry about the little snafu there with the I wasn't supposed to go on, but you know, when you watch that video, I always tell myself I'm going to try and not really pay attention to the last part, especially when Cal talks. But it draws you in. You know, that's my boy. You know, when something like this happens, it's unreal. And let me just ask you guys something. When you're out there, how many of you have ever been to a Major League Baseball game? You know, I mean, we're talking home team's winning, everybody's going crazy, the music's loud, you can feel the thumping in your chest, right? You feel it, you can feel it. Now, how many of you have ever been down on the field? Down on the actual infield itself, you're looking up at the stands. I can remember the last time I did that. I was at U.S. Cellular Field, home of the Chicago White Sox. And I walked up from the underneath tunnels behind, underneath the stands. We came out and we opened up onto the infield. The gates opened up and we walked out there. And I can remember it was a November day. Gray skies, very quiet. The stadium was empty. You could hear birds in the background. Very eerily quiet. And I was carrying in my arm, I was not carrying a mitt, a bat, or a ball. I had a box in my arm. And it was Cal's ashes. And we were there to fulfill one of his last wishes. You know, when he was in that box, when I walked out, it fit in my arm like when he was a baby, his head, a little baby head in my arm, his little baby butt. But, you know, 3 months prior to that, we were in the hospital. And he sat there and to his mom and I, it was shortly before he passed away, he said, you know, I want to be cremated. It's not a conversation you want to have with your kid. And he said, Dad, with your half, I want you to put some of my ashes on the pitcher's mound in South Elgin, where I last pitched. I want some on the pitcher's mound at Cellular Field, his favorite team, the White Sox. And I want some on that lake in Canada we never made it to. And I'll tell you, the White Sox, they granted Cal's wish. Jerry Reinsdorf personally granted Cal's wish. He's on the pitcher's mound, U.S. Cellular Field. You know, when you go through something like that, you get thrown into that pediatric cancer environment, and stuff that you witness there are stories become real. Stories that you've heard of. I only heard of those stories before we got thrown into this. Kids with cancer, yeah, I know. Okay, that's, you know, I mean, you feel bad, but you don't really realize that you get thrown into that. And there's one story that really sticks out in my head as to why we do Cal's Angels. There was a boy when Cal's 12, his roommate's 14, only child. And we're in there, and the dad and I were playing PlayStation with the boys. And when later on in the afternoon, the dad says, he goes, hey, I need to go. Can my son hang out with you guys? I'm like, sure, where do you have to go? He goes, well, I need to go to Northwestern because my wife has breast cancer. And I didn't even know what to say. I said nothing. I did not know what to say. And then he proceeded to tell me he parked 2 miles away because it's free to park there. He couldn't afford the $2 because he lost his job taking care of everybody. And he said he needed that $2 to eat. So I took out my wallet. I said, look, let me give you money. And he said, no, I'm fine. And I didn't say it to him out loud, but I looked at him and in my head, I'm like, you're not fine. There is no way you look fine, you dress fine, you talk fine, but there's no way you're fine. But he thought he was. And that story, that was 4 months into Cal's battle. And I tucked it away back here because we still had another 10 months to go. And it's one of those things. And you know, when you go through that and you witness your son telling you he wants to be cremated, and then you see your child in a casket, you know, that's, I tell everybody, that's where, at that point in your life, and I say it on there, I'll say it the other way too, is the book I wrote, you'll see the forms there, bitter or better. You have two ways to go when something like this happens. You can go bitter, you can go better. I mean, some people will tell you, you can go sideways and forget about it and put your head in the sand and act like nothing happened. Well, I'm going to tell you what, when you do that, it's going to turn bitter. It's going to be really ugly. We've seen it, and you know what? So you really have, you can go bitter, you can go better. And I even chose bitter at first. I mean, I hated everybody, and I even hated him. You know, I said, How could you possibly take a child's 13-year-old boy's life? You know, how could you do that? His story was just beginning. And so, you know, you have that and you go bitter and you wanna but eventually the stories go away and it starts to wane. You say, you know what, why am I bitter? Why am I doing this? And we decided it was February of 2007. Because when that happened with the boy in the hospital, I called Stacy that night, my wife, and I said, look, told her the story. I said, we got to do something. I don't know what. No idea, but on the back end of this with Cal, we need to do something. And that story, like I said, always stuck. So in February, I remember I looked at her one day and I go, remember that story about the boy and his dad and his mom with breast cancer? She's like, yeah. I go, oh, let's do something. And she's like, what do you want to do? I go, I don't know. I'm an insurance. I sell insurance. I have no idea what I want to do. But I'll tell you what, I have a need to want to do something. I said, how about you? Do you know what you're doing? She said, no. I said, okay, let's give it a shot. You know what? Let's give it a shot, and we're going to throw it up there because you know what? If you fail at doing something like that and thinking about other people and you turn your life around, you start thinking about doing stuff for others. And I'm telling you, when I say you do stuff for others, I mean, you still need to take care of yourself. You need to eat right, sleep, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You need to still do that. But once you have a healthy you, you can actually do stuff for other people. And it changes you as a person and you as your family. It really changes. And it's when you do that, and we just threw it up there, and you saw when, you know, 25, 30 people showed up in our living room one day in March of 2007. And we created Cal's All-Star Angel Foundation. It's Cal, All-Star. He's always on the All-Star team. Angels, he was last on the Angels. We wanted to do baseball scholarships. And that was great. So we planned a golf outing. It was a golf outing during the day, a dinner auction at night. 3 months later, we had our first event. We raised $73,000 after expenses. And it was at that point we said, you know what, we're on to something. And this is really... I think we're on to something. We decided to do Wishes for Kids with Cancer, financial assistance for the families, and we only took care of leukemias at first. But we always wanted to. With one hospital and leukemia, and as we added events, we have our own 5K. We have runners in the Chicago Marathon. We decided to split up our golf outing and our dinner auction. It's now we have a gala in the wintertime. It's February 28th next year, right here in Chicago. Our golf outing is always the second Friday in June. And we always wanted to take care of every child with every diagnosis in the Chicagoland area. And that has always been our goal. And this year when we split up the golf outing, we raised $75,000 just at the golf outing. You know, it just keeps happening. And in the dinner, you saw it in there, it's 612 people at our gala last year. And $300,000 after expenses, it allowed us to sponsor those two floors at the hospital. And it allowed us, and this year, September 1st, we just made a big announcement, September 1st, we expanded from Children's Memorial, Lurie Children's. Now, one hospital, we now take care of five hospitals, and every diagnosis of every child, five hospitals. And so when you estimate that out, I'm looking at the numbers of people, and I really think it's probably about 65, 70% of the kids in Chicagoland can now be helped by Cal's Angels. And, you know, I just want to, you know, it is hard work, though, when you do this. I mean, it's a lot of work. Like I said, I tell everybody I have two jobs. I have the job that pays the bills, the insurance business, and I have the job that pays the heart, the Cal's Angels. And I need to put, you know, the food on the table, and I work the business, and there's times you want to give up. Times I want to give up. We have five kids under our roof. We have our sixth one. We tell him he's our free-spirited wanderer. He's 19. He goes to college, and, you know, he kind of wanders around. He does whatever he wants. But, you know, it takes a toll. He's a millennial. Where's Brad? But, you know, but when you want to give up, I'm going to read these. I have a couple things. We get letters back from the family. So I'll tell you what, when I want to give up, and I'm having a really hard time, I go back and I pull these out. I just want to read a couple of these letters we got back from families. Here's one. Thank you so much for giving us a Mac. I guess it's a MacBook Pro. We give a lot of computers out. We took it out of the box right away. You have put joy into me and my sister's life that we will always remember. Oh, and thanks also for the candy-flavored lip gloss. You know, you read these things, and this one here, here's one. Thank you so much for making Stephanie smile. She still can't believe that she has an awesome computer of her own and will be able to stay in touch with her friends while in the hospital. This one here, this girl was 18. When I went to the hospital, we had one of our hospital parties on a Wednesday, and her mom came out of the room. She had already filled out the wish sheet and said she wanted a MacBook Pro, and you know, and so her mom came out and she goes, you know what, they gave Stephanie maybe a week to live, so we're gonna pass on the wish so that somebody else can get it. And I looked at her and I said, no, you're not going to do that. What we're going to do is you're gonna make sure you tell me by tonight what exactly she wants, and I will be here. I will cancel my appointments on Friday. Whatever I have going on, I will be here by noon on Friday. And I said, because if anybody that I need to cancel an appointment with tells me that this is that they're not going to accept that, I don't need them as a friend. I don't need them as a client. I don't need to be doing anything with those people, because this is something much bigger. And what it does, you saw the letters of what it does for these families. And I just want to leave you with a few things. You know, when you go through life, I just want you all to go out and live every moment, like it's the last play of the game, it's the last sale of your career, it's the last moment of your life. Because when you get to the end of your life, and you look in the mirror, and you know, you just know, I gave it all I had, and I gave it for a worthy cause. Just think about, how do you want to go out? How do you want to be remembered? You know, everything that happened in my life all the way through, I know it didn't happen by chance. There's a reason for all of it, including having a son named Cal and losing a son named Cal. There was a reason for everything. I'll tell you, I know how I want to go out. Think about it. How do you all want to go out and be remembered? Oh, as Tony said, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. As Tony said, I have on your forum, on your desk, I wrote my first book. It's about our battles, our journey, and the life journey. The order forms are there. I have back at our booth, we have some guys, you know, if you want to turn your order forms in, fill it out. It's just we give back to Cal. Out of there, 10% of all the proceeds are going right back to the foundation. And it's hoping we spread the word about everybody and what we do. So thank you very much for being here. Thank you.